His blood be upon us and upon our children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Not long before he became Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams wrote a short book. It's called Christ on Trial: How the Gospel Unsettles Our Judgment. In it, Williams tells the story of a Russian Orthodox priest. Father Dmitry Klepinin worked in Paris during the Nazi occupation. He was forging papers for French Jews, helping them to hide and escape. He was captured by the Germans and interrogated for hours. At one point, they offered him his freedom if he would stop helping Jews. Father Dmitry refused to defend himself. At one point, he held up the large cross he wore around his neck. As he confronted his persecutors with Jesus crucified, he asked them, "But do you know this Jew?" In response, they struck him in the face. They mocked him, taunting him as a Jew. Then they killed him in one of their camps, alongside God's ancient and beloved people. His blood be upon us, and upon our children. This verse from Matthew has a prominent place in the history of antisemitism. For centuries, it formed the basis for a theory of genetic guilt. This theory singled out all Jews, living and dead, for putting Jesus to death. For centuries, it was abused to rationalize murder and violent persecution. Eventually, all of that led to the horror of the Holocaust, where at least 6 million Jews were murdered, alongside mentally and physically disabled people, ethnic and sexual minorities, and others deemed deviant or unclean. In our bulletin today, we put a statement about the Episcopal Church's teaching, which explicitly rejects the theory of genetic guilt. Individual Jews, along with Roman soldiers and officials, played a role, but the whole human race is responsible for the death of Jesus. And that's why we take the part of the frenzied crowd in the Passion Play. "Let him be crucified," we shout. And then we say, "His blood be upon us and upon our children." Do we know this Jew? The witness of Father Dmitry points us to a central truth of our faith. Jesus was a Jew born of Jews. Salvation comes from the Jews, and from this Jew in particular. Recently, a friend of mine drew my attention to an article by Jonathan Malisek. For the better part of a decade, he writes, "Scholars and writers across the globe have lamented the growing prevalence of misinformation, conspiracy theories, ideology, mistrust of experts, and echo chambers. These scourges make it much harder to solve any of the problems we face, from politics, climate, culture, public health. Whatever the problem is, it makes it more difficult to face because these scourges frustrate the search for a widely recognized truth." What is a truth that we can all believe in? We know that there is something wrong with the way we know. Malisek finds a common source for our confusion in what he calls knowingness. Drawing on a book by Jonathan Lear called Open-Minded, Malisek observes that knowingness is a posture of always already knowing, of purporting to know the answers before the question even gets asked. When new facts come to light, the knowing person is unperturbed. You may be shocked, but they knew it all along. Malisek gives examples that range from conspiracy theorists to ideologues to the physician who enters the examining room certain that the patient's problems result from the condition that doctor happens to be an expert in. How do we respond to this problem of knowingness? I don't know for certain, but we do need better education in our schools. We need teachers in the sciences who show us how to follow the evidence where it leads. We need teachers in the humanities who help us reckon with the conflicting interpretations of the texts and the traditions that define our civilization. We need to seek clarity where it's possible, because not all interpretations are faithful, and we need to accept real ambiguity where it exists, because sometimes we just don't know. We need to commit to seeking the truth, and part of that means keeping an open mind. This is important, because today there's a growing threat of violence in our nation. School shootings continue unabated. Our former president has been indicted. The city of New York is bracing for violent demonstrations. Social media is filled with passionate intensity. Politicians and pundits are lining up in predictable ways. As Christians, as followers of Jesus, we are called to be salt and light in this sinful, violent world. We give our ultimate allegiance to Jesus Christ. He is our King, for He is the way, the truth, and the life. And He shed His precious blood for all of us. He calls us to love other people like He did, even when that's hard to do. As Rowan Williams reminds us, the gospel unsettles our judgment. Or as Karl Barth once said, the gospel sets a question mark against all truths. All truth is judged at the foot of the cross. The question we are asked today is the same one posed by Father Dimitri and other blood-soaked martyrs. Do we know this Jew? Do we know Jesus of Nazareth? Do we have the same mind in us? Will we answer His call to serve others? Will we do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with our God? And when the guns come out, if they ever do, will we lay down our lives for other people? Even the ones we are tempted to hate and despise. Do we know this Jew? Amen.